rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Yes, indeed, it is time once again for the My Dad Rocks radio show, where every Thursday afternoon, we try to go out and lower some heaven. Try to come on the air and lower some heaven. Hey, there's plenty of people out there. The devil's got plenty of people out there trying to raise some hell. So we're here trying to lower some heaven. That's what this show is really all about. It's the 1 hour of the week where you can hear the best of Christian rock and metal from the 80s and the 90s and beyond, and be pointed to the truth of God instead of the lies of the devil. So don't turn down your radio, don't turn it off, but listen to the music and the message of this show, and you might just run smack dab into the middle of the truth and discover that you've been living a lie, and so save your soul. Now, I was feeling a little heavier today in my mood, so the songs I picked sort of reflect that heavier mood. And I'm just going to go ahead and warn you, we got a fast and furious show today, so buckle up and get ready to bang your head against the truth of God's Word. Now, the first group up for us today is White Cross with He Is the Rock.
Yeah.
That was White Cross. He is the Rock. I like that line in there. Who's fooling who? You know, who you think you're fooling by the way you're living, you're definitely not fooling God. That's a great line in there. Next, we're going to listen to Bloodgood. And Bloodgood's going to sing a song about a person who's living for themselves. It's called A Soldier of Peace.
I've been a soldier of fortune.
Bloodgood with Soldier of Peace, Coming to Fight. He used to live for passions, used to live for the fires of passions, used to take what he wanted, and now he lives for Christ. So he's a soldier of peace. Well, all mankind are rebels from birth, and that's really what Sacred Warrior sings about in their song Rebellion.
Oh,
Hey, Sacred Warrior there in their song Rebellion, exhorting us to give up our rebellion against God. You know, whether you know it or not, you and I come into this world rebelling against God, and therefore we're enemies of God. The Bible says in Romans 8, verses 5 through 8, for those who are according to the flesh, that is, they live by their flesh and their desire, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, that is, Christians who have the Spirit of God leading them in their life, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it's not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, we come into this world hostile to God. We're rebels. We don't want to submit to God's way. Now, some of you may be saying, hey, well, you know, I don't feel hostile towards God. I'm not angry with God. I'm okay with the big man upstairs. But did you catch in that verse what it means to be hostile to God? It says that the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. And if you're not living in obedience to God's word, the Bible, then that in and of itself is hostility towards God. And God's the creator, and he's the owner of all things. And Psalm 24, 1, David says, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. And that means then that since God is the creator and the owner of us all, that he has the right to tell us how to live. And we have the obligation then to live the way he says to. God's told us the way he wants us to live in the Bible. And so if I'm not trying to live in accordance with the Bible, if my life doesn't line up with the Bible, then I'm living in rebellion and I'm hostile towards God. There's another way that the Bible reveals to us that we're hostile to God. The Apostle James said in James 4:4, he said that, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Well, what does friendship with the world mean? Well, it means living for the things of this world instead of living for God. It means investing more time and energy into the things of the world, the gratification of your desires, than in God's kingdom and the accomplishing of his desires. It means seeking the lustful pleasures of the world instead of seeking God first above all things. And, you know, if we want to be in the world and live like the rest of the people in the world, then we're hostile to God, the Bible teaches us. God calls us, the people that are Christians, to live holy and to live differently. He calls all mankind to live differently than the way the world does. Paul said over in Ephesians 4:17, he said, now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk or live as the Gentiles, that's those who don't know God. In the futility of their minds, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. That's their rebellion there. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that's not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in truth and righteousness and holiness. And that's what Paul said there in Ephesians. That's the way God wants us to live. There is no neutral ground, you see. You're either a friend of God or an enemy of God. You're either living for him or living for yourself. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Well, there's another enemy of God who seeks to keep us as enemies of God, and his name is the devil. And Guardian sings about that in their song, Mr. Do Wrong. Mr. Do Wrong by Guardian. You know, the devil is always whispering, trying to sing his sweet love song, as they said, but hell is on his fingertips, and we need to realize that we're being tempted to sin. It's only meant to steal, kill, and destroy, as Jesus said in John 10:10. Well, Deliverance also sings about this prince of power, the devil, and the fallen angels, the demons that are with him, in their song called Slay the Wicked. Listen up.
For I am a jealous God, and I abhor their abominable practices. Therefore, spare nothing from the sword. Nothing.
Slay the Wicked by Deliverance. You know, this is there's a spiritual warfare that rages every day, and that's what they were singing about. The devil and the angels who fell with him are in control of this world system that we live in. And by the world system, I mean the way things operate, the culture of the world, the things that drive society. All that is based off our rebellion against God. The Apostle John said in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, he said, "Do not love the world nor the things in in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride and possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. You know, if you live and follow the ways of the world, then you're following the devil. And as Deliverance sang, the devil and his demons will be destroyed along with all those who followed him. And on the day of judgment, Jesus will say to those who did not follow him this in Matthew 25:41, "Depart from me, accursed ones, into the fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels." So if you live for the devil on earth, you're going to be with the devil for all eternity in hell. And that's not a very good thing. Next, we're going to listen to Fires of Babylon singing about that in Lake of Fire.
Fire, eternal flames, reaching higher.
Fires of Babylon. It's a lake of fire. That's Rob Rock lead singing there. It's one of his newer albums he's put out under the name Fires of Babylon. But hey, listen, what he sang about was really true, the lake of fire. You don't want to be thrown into the lake of fire and experience the wrath of God forever. But if you live for yourself to gratify your own desires, to do your own thing, you will. You need to do what Barron Cross sings about in their song, Give Your Life. I'm sorry, that was not Barron Cross. That was Narnia, Living Waters. Apparently, I forgot to remove that one off my list. Hey, but a special treat for you. They're talking about the living waters. You know, Jesus said, "He who comes to me will never thirst." And he was talking about the living waters that he offers. Hopefully, this next song will be Barron Cross instructing us what to do and give your life.
The Bible says,
Barron Cross with Give Your Life. You know, if you want to avoid the lake of fire, which Fires of Babylon sang about just two songs earlier, then you've got to give your life to Jesus Christ. Now, that's more than just saying a one-time prayer. It's a committing of your whole life to Him. It's surrendering yourself up to Him day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. That's what it means to give your life to Jesus. Now, but some of you may be saying, wait a minute, whoa, that's a little too much for me. I mean, I think I'll be okay if I just believe in Jesus and ask Him to forgive me of my sins. I don't want to go all crazy in this Christianity stuff. Well, it doesn't really matter what you and I think. It all that matters really is what Jesus says. And Jesus demanded a total commitment to have Him in forgiveness of sins. In Luke 9, 23 and 24, He said, if anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake, he is the one who will save it. Now, that means that Jesus demands everything. We have to give our lives up to Him, not just our sins, but our lives. If we want forgiveness, then we got to have Jesus. And if we want Jesus, then we have to do what He says. And He asks all of us for a total commitment of our lives to Him. Hey, don't try to be wiser than God and come up with your own way. It will only lead you to hell. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:12 that there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is in the way of death. And that's because the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17:9 that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. You know, our hearts are deceitful. We can justify ourselves, rationalize away things. We can make excuses for anything. Our hearts are idol factories. And boy, we can turn out an idol in a heartbeat. An idol is essentially shaping God after your own understanding. It's believing God to be something other than what He has revealed Himself to be in the Bible. And, you know, to choose to believe that God lines up with your thoughts and understanding rather than going to the Bible to find out what God is like, that's just deception when we do that. We shape God after our own hearts, you know, what we think. That's us being foolish when we do that. We need to go to the Word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:26 that he who trusts his own heart is a fool. You see, Jesus is demanding that we give Him everything. To think that we can offer Jesus something less than all we have is to insult Him and is basically to call Him a liar. And we should do what Stryper sings about in their song, Everything. Oh!
Accept you, reveal you.
Was Striper with Everything. You know, I remember when I made Jesus Christ my everything. I was still in high school, and the summer before my senior year, and I was a football star at my school. I was highly recruited. I was one of the number one kickers recruited in the nation that year, and I had my whole life before me. I had lots of dreams, going to college, playing in the NFL, and doing a lot of things, and you know what? God got a hold of me. And he showed me my sin, and he showed me the way I was living was wrong, and that I had never made him my everything. And although I was a kid who was brought up in church, and I was a good kid, didn't cuss, drink, or smoke, and people thought I was a Christian, I thought I was a Christian, but God showed me, you've never made Jesus your everything. And I surrendered that day, that summer. I surrendered everything to Jesus, my athletics, my music, my dating, my talent, everything I had, I gave to Christ, and I've never looked back since. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing, because whether you know or not, Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he comes back, he's not coming as a baby in a manger again. He's going to come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's going to begin his reign. And that's what letter 7 sings about. The rain comes down. That's going to do it for us today on My Dad Rocks. I want to encourage you, hey, Jesus Christ is more valuable than anything else. That's what it made it so easy for me to surrender. God showed me that. I hope he shows that to you too as well. Hey, we'll see you next week.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201 DA, King Cove, Alaska.